You're listening to SBS News.
The former director of the United States FBI, Louis J. Free, has backed what he calls the Australian model of fighting terrorism. Mr. Free was the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation from 1993 until 2001 under President Bill Clinton, resigning 3 months before the September 11 attacks. He has told the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry the collaboration between government and the private sector in Australia to prevent terrorism is commendable.
One of the things about the Australia model, which is great, is the notion that we're going to take a century and a half of public service experience and apply it to solving problems in the private sector, but to doing it in a way that adds value back to the government and actually benefits the government in terms of applying strategies and principles learned in over a century of law enforcement.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, also speaking at the event in Sydney, has highlighted the importance of public cooperation with intelligence agencies and police.
It's absolutely necessary that you need to engage with the community, whether it's a tip-off from a wife, from a brother, from an imam, from somebody within the community. That is the only way, realistically, unless that person is under constant surveillance, for that to be detected. And where there may be the ability for monitoring to take place or calls or to be intercepted, gathering traditionally of that intelligence, where there's a more organised attack plan, that is absent in a low-level attack as we saw in Melbourne last week.
On November the 9th, Hassan Khalif Shia Ali drove his ute into Bourke Street in the centre of Melbourne and ignited gas bottles inside the vehicle. Armed with a knife, he then went on a stabbing frenzy, killing 74-year-old cafe owner Sisto Malaspina and injuring two other men before being shot dead by police. Mr. Dunn has criticised some media commentators for comparing the attack to other issues like domestic violence, saying that does a disservice to the victims of the crimes. And he has defended the government speaking out frankly, as he sees it, regarding terrorism and its causes.
We know that to deny the fact that Islamist terrorism is carried out by those motivated by the worst possible and most destructive interpretations of the religion is to ignore reality. And to ignore reality is to take backward steps in addressing this transnational issue. The Australian public expects its political leaders to speak truthfully on issues and to call out the facts. And that is why the government will continue to do so. We're not going to ring-fence difficult topics from scrutiny out of fear of offending sensitivities.
Both Mr. Dutton and Mr. Free say the next frontier of terrorism prevention is technology, with terrorists increasingly using encryption services like WhatsApp to plan and carry out attacks. The Home Affairs Minister says it is imperative the government's Assistance and Access Bill is passed in Parliament so intelligence agencies and federal police can prevent such attacks.
Encrypted communication is being exploited by terrorists to obfuscate their communication and locations, especially the planning and execution of attacks. By 2020, we expect all communications among terrorists and significant crime groups to be encrypted. For our security and law enforcement agencies, that is the equivalent of a digital intelligence blackout. There has never been a more important time for our authorities to be given 21st century tools to combat the reality of technology and 21st century threats.
Mr. Dutton says the bill would not hinder civil liberties, with all intelligence practices still carried out under the law.
With a warrant that's issued by a court, as we would the gathering of any other evidence in any other part of society to provide or to enable the collection of that information or to disrupt that crime from taking place.
Mr. Free says governments need to be smarter in the way they handle encryption technology to protect people's privacy, but also ensure their safety. He says the business sector has an important role to play.
We have to harness not just the information, but the trust and the confidence of the public sector. And whether it's adjusting our encryption technology and philosophy to satisfy the corporate sector that that information needs to be directed to public safety agencies, but it has to be done in a way that's amenable to the protection of their intellectual property, their trade secrets, their ability to do business. We've got to build that bridge between the public sector and the government.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.